today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate. Dear brothers and sisters, salam to all of you, and welcome to a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on Tuesday, 12th of Zilqa'dah, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of Khordad, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of May, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
I would like to say to my mom, I really love my mom. I really want to do everything for Islam, and I really want that my mom help us all mu'mins and mu'minas to become muttaqi and prepare ourselves for the coming of 12th Imam.
I will ask Imam Reza alayhi salam, please grant me a permission to visit your holy shrine once again.
Assalamu alaikum, ya Imam Musa Reza alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum, ya Imam Reza alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum, ya Ghareebat wa Ghurba. Assalamu alaikum, ya Ibn Musa Reza. Assalamu alaikum, Shams wa Shamus. Assalamu alaikum, all stranger of Tus. Assalamu alaikum, Ali Ibn Musa Reza.
We open the Holy Quran and we'll listen to chapter Al-Furqan, verses 73-74.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا.
And those who, when reminded of the verses of their Lord, do not fall upon them deaf and blind.
وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا.
And those who say, Our Lord, grant us from among our wives and offspring comfort to our eyes, and make us an example for the righteous.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Yes, they are special servants of Allah, and as the general mercy of Allah includes all people, the mercy of servants of Allah is, from some aspects, general too. Their knowledge, speech, thought, power, and writing all function for guiding people to the path of the truth. They are paragons and examples of the humane society. They are counted as examples for pious persons. They are like guiding lights and lamps in deserts and seas, which call those who are lost to them and save them from falling down and sinking. During this week, we will look at the excellence of ziyarah of Imam Reza alayhi salam. And now we continue. Imam al-Jawad said, between the two mountains of Tus, the city of Tus, there lies a piece of land from the lands of paradise. Whoever enters there will be secure from fire on the resurrection day. Imam Reza, peace be upon him, said, whoever visits me while being far away from home, I will come to them on the three occasions on the day of resurrection to relieve them from the horrors of that day, when records of deeds are given to the left and right hands, at the Sirat or the bridge over hell leading to paradise, and at the Mizan or balance, the time that Allah judges on their deeds.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, this is Ali Host, and inshallah we shall be having a fruitful discussion on the blessings of presence of Imam Rida alayhi salam, the eighth Imam of Shia school of thought. Intellectual and practical effects of Imam Rida alayhi salam in Iran. Having a belief for every human being depends on factors such as social structure, education method, social status, cultural and civilization level, family environment, and many other issues that shape beliefs. In this regard, the role of Imam Rida alayhi salam in giving identity to Iranians and the growth of Shiaism in this land should not be overlooked. Specialists in the field of identity recognition usually consider the passage of time as one of the criteria for individual's identity information. From the core of his arrival in Iran, this passage of time has not had an effect on forgetting this great Imam. It is logical to accept that his presence in Iran led to the strengthening of historical Shiite beliefs, because when the Imam came to Iran, there were geographical centers of Shiaism in parts of Iran, but these Shia centers were not authentic. Hence, with his coming, Twelver Shiaism spread. And before that, the Shias of Iran were in a weak position. During his 3 years of presence in Khorasan, in all his movements, comings and goings, letters, statements, gatherings, and dealings with people, Imam Rida alayhi salam pursued a goal, and that was the strengthening of the theological Shia movement. At every opportunity, he would narrate hadiths and narrations that clearly proved the superiority of Imam Ali alayhi salam over other people. Also, due to their separation from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam and the restrictions imposed on them by the Abbasids, the Shias had developed problems and doubts in terms of belief, and the Imam answered many of those doubts and guided the people.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every
We have a short story here. Al-Mamun reveals his intentions. As you know, we're speaking about the life of Imam Reza, peace be upon him. Al-Mamun himself revealed to us the far-sighted implication of his choice for regent in a letter to Banu Abbas answering their objections regarding the promise of regency to the Imam, in which he said, as regarding my intention behind choosing Ali ibn Musa as the regent, although he is qualified for it, the reason for that is my desire to safeguard your lives and protect your properties by establishing permanent friendly ties between us and them. You claim that I desired that they would be the recipients of the benefits thereof and to be in charge, while I have in mind the interest of your posterity and children. He does not wish to transfer the government to the descendants of Abu Talib. Rather, He claimed by such an action to contain the consequences which might cause a great deal of trouble for the government. In other words, he aimed by taking such a political action to retain a position of strength for the Abbasid.
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa al-Riza al-Murtada.
O Allah, shower blessings upon Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha al-Murtada, the pure and pious Imam, and your witness over those upon the earth and those beneath it, the truthful, the martyr blessings that be manifold, perfect and pure, continuous and unbroken, one after another, and that be better than what you have bestowed upon any of your friends.
One of the moral conducts of Imam Riza is his generosity. One day, a foreign traveler came to visit Imam Riza. After saying hello, salam, and expressing his love and affection towards Imam Riza, his fathers and ancestors, he said he had come back from Hajj and had run out of money. He asked Imam to give him some money to go back home and promised to spend the same amount there on charity and giving alms or sadaqah. Imam stood up and went to another room. Then he came, stretched his hand from behind the door. He said, "Get this 200 dinar and spend it for your journey. There is no need to pay the same back as alms." The man got the dinars and left. Imam later was asked for the reason for his secret help, and he answered, "Because I did not want the man to feel ashamed." Although whenever Imam Riza wanted to have his meal, he would bring a large plate and put the best of the food on it to be given away to the poor. If he afforded to help, he would always give alms to the destitute at night.
Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
All the Imams before, until the 8th Imam, they would be called Yabna Rasulullah, referring to the Prophet, that, oh, the son of the Prophet. You know, it means, of course, not immediate, the descendants. But when it came to the 9th Imam, 10th Imam, 11th Imam, the most common term used by the Shias was Yabna Ridha. Means even for 11th Imam, they would call him Ibn al-Ridha, because of the fame of Imam Ridha alayhi salam in the Ummah in general. And there are some reasons for it, whether it's his, you know, extraordinary journey from Medina to Merv and his interaction with the people all along in that route, as well as the exposure that he got because of Mamun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his own mysterious ways of doing things. You know, if he can raise Musa alayhi salam under the shadow of Fir'aun, if Imam wanted to give this fame to Imam Ridha alayhi salam and exposure to him at the expense of Ma'mun Rashid, this is not a surprise at all.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we meet you soon, and till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami.
علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي